I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. There's seemingly no end to the juicy diplomatic tidbits we're getting to nibble on, courtesy of WikiLeaks. Here's one of the latest. It comes from a U.S. diplomat in Havana. He wrote about a growing rift between Cuba and Jamaica over anti-drug trafficking efforts. Apparently, Cuban officials complained to the United States that Jamaicans are doing nothing to stop smugglers who use Cuban airspace and waters to transport drugs destined for the U.S. This information feeds the suspicion that the traffickers have bought the cooperation of Jamaican politicians and law enforcers. Karen Madden-James is the BBC correspondent in Jamaica. She's now in Kingston. What has been the reaction there in Kingston to these leaked cables?
Well, the initial reaction from the government has been a very defensive stance. They have said they will issue a fulsome official response later today. However, the initial response has been one that, look, we have always cooperated with the U.S. government's fight against drugs. We have no official information that any government officer or agency is involved in drug smuggling. So right now we, the media, that is in wait-and-see mode to get that response from the government.
Does this indeed, though, feed into the allegations in the past that there is some kind of involvement among Jamaican politicians and law enforcers in this kind of drug smuggling activity?
It certainly does, Lisa. This coming on the heels of the whole Christopher Dudas Koch extradition affair and accusations from elsewhere that the government has not done enough. And in fact, government sources, government officers are involved in the illegal trade. This is not good news for them.
Well, you mentioned there, Karen, Christopher Dudas Koch. This is a drug lord who we've reported on in the past, who was arrested in June after a violent manhunt. The delay in getting him was due to, it's been said at least, political connections. And I wonder if there's any information in the leaked cables from WikiLeaks about the case of this particular man, Christopher Dudas Koch.
Not as yet, but can I tell you, Lisa, that ever since this whole WikiLeaks thing came to Jamaican knowledge, most people have been saying there must be a cable concerning this particular issue. But so far, nothing has been leaked. Nothing has come to our attention.
Thank you very much, Karen Madden-James, BBC correspondent in Kingston, Jamaica. Thanks.
Okay, Lisa.